Welcome to AM Best Audio.
There's a lot of things going on in builders' risk insurance these days, from higher interest rates to more expensive building materials and new technology when it comes to construction. It's all having an impact. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Alan Ferguson, president of US Assure. Alan, so glad you could join us today.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
So, Alan, is the construction economy on the upswing, the downswing, or level in 2024? And what signals do you watch for?
I think overall, you know, our perspective, the construction industry as a whole, is most likely on what we would call the upswing. You know, while it will vary by segment, overall, we see a lot of positive trends, and we tend to really look at it two different variables. One on the residential side, you know, we're focused primarily on the demand. The demand for housing is at all-time highs, and it's really been created by, truth be told, lackluster home building performance coming out of the Great Recession back in 08-09. That's really led to an estimated housing shortfall in the U.S. of almost estimates anywhere from 3 to 6 million units. You know, and how contractors can meet that demand is one of the things we look at. And as you look at that demand, we really focus primarily on interest rates and existing inventories as well. And as existing inventories today are very, very tight, as there's not a lot of migratory movement between homeowners, as interest rates begin to drop, we should see some trade-up opportunities come in the marketplace where existing inventory might satisfy some of that first-time homebuyer need, and then ultimately the contractors can meet that demand as individuals move up into larger homes as they advance in life. So on the residential side, we really focus on demand and that relationship with interest rates. On the commercial side, it's a little bit different. In our world, we really focus on where we've seen residential growth, and primarily what that indicates for us is as housing begins to take off in certain parts of the country, it creates this amazing need for infrastructure. Some people call it convenience infrastructure, but we're talking about things like grocery stores, restaurants, dry cleaners, new schools, community centers, those types of things. So we really start to see that trend. And then on the outside of that, we also look towards things like the Architecture and Billing Index, which really is a predictor of future commercial expenditures. And overall, what we see in 2024 is we expect about a 2 to 3% increase in construction expenditures this year. Now, that's coming off of 15% last year, but it is a positive trend, and we do expect it to continue going forward.
You mentioned interest rates, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into that, Alan. The Fed is indicating that it will make interest rates cuts in 2024. How might that affect construction?
Well, I think any rate cut at all would be seen as a huge positive. And it's really for a myriad of different reasons, but first and foremost, that'd be the belief that inflation is in check. So that would mean that the guys at the Fed really believe we've gotten inflation down to a manageable number. You know, the target rate's been around 2%. But really what that will do is kind of let people feel a little bit more comfortable that things may be more of a normal baseline. I don't think we'll ever go all the way back to where we were on a consumer price index basis, you know, 3-4 years ago. But we do think that those rates will drive the need for new construction. And we really expect that to happen, you know, earlier on this year than we thought. The inflation numbers came out in January, and it was a little bit of a shock to the system. It was a little bit higher than most thought. So it could delay those rate cuts maybe into early summer, but we do anticipate that to happen this year.
Would the rate cuts have an impact on mortgage rates? And if so, how does that affect the construction market?
Yeah, it will. And I think this is an area where everybody's in agreement that the rates are going to fall. You know, the gray area here is how far and how fast. You know, as we mentioned earlier, the January inflation report may cast a little doubt as to how soon we'll see those cuts. But the Fed has signaled up to 3 cuts this year, though many of the experts are projecting as many as 6 reductions of about 25 basis points each. So obviously, you know, as the Fed continues to lower that overnight rate, we could see interest rates dropping. Some say as low as 4.25% by the end of the summer. The general consensus is they're going to hover around 6 through the remainder of 2024. But historically, what we've seen is, you know, mortgage rates typically drop 91 basis points about 1 year after the Fed stopped raising rates. And the last run of those increases really stopped in July of 2023. So we do expect to see those mortgage rates begin to drop significantly as we enter really the second quarter of 2024.
Alan, what other factors are positively or negatively affecting construction? And I'm thinking things like 3D construction.
Yeah, so we tend to, around here, we try to focus primarily on the positive. You know, there's a lot of challenges in our business. And obviously, 3D construction is an area that is very, very new. There are pockets in, you know, central to western Texas where you're starting to see individuals get very, very creative with the 3D construction scenario. I do think it's a heavy point of entry for a contractor. The equipment is unique, to say the least, and it can only be used one at a time. However, it greatly accelerates the construction window. So those homes could come online significantly faster. I think if someone got efficient around entry-level homes, you could see a significant impact there, you know, on a go-forward basis. And, you know, other positive impacts we see is we do see an improvement, you know, in the global supply chain. It has gotten better coming out of COVID. We're seeing a significant shift in population where some of your larger population cohorts are now those individuals who are in the peak household formation years. They're the individuals that are going to be out there purchasing these new homes. So that is something that's a little bit unique. You know, on the other side, there are some challenges for contractors. One is there is a significant shortage of skilled labor still. You know, coming out of that great recession we talked about earlier, a lot of folks just left the construction industry altogether. And really, contractors are grappling with that. And this is not so much what you would think of as a licensed trade type contractor. So these aren't your plumbing contractors, your AC contractors. These are, you know, trim carpenters, tile contractors, cabinet makers. This is the true skilled labor that's kind of that unlicensed part of the home construction that can really put a drag on delivery times if those things are not there. And there is always this other lingering issue in the construction world around bureaucratic issues. You know, certain subdivisions, certain parts of the country have different ideas now on how they're going to allow development to take place, impervious land, those things. And that certainly is an issue, ongoing issue for contractors as well.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
You mentioned labor. How are builders dealing with the tight labor market?
You know, I would say at best they're holding on. I mean, if there are indexes out there that show some improvement in the construction labor market. There was an uptick last year, I think in the fourth quarter, roughly about a 3-6% increase in salaries for those folks, which caused a lot of that labor to come back to the market. But there's still a long way to go, you know, to make up that shortfall that exists for those guys.
Looking at specific sectors, what's the outlook for multifamily building and commercial construction?
You know, overall, multifamily is kind of in a unique bucket by itself. And really, at the end of last year, beginning of this year, there's a projection that roughly 1 million multifamily units are about to come online. And these are units that are apartments that primarily started during the run-up of COVID and really were just grossly delayed by supply chain issues, labor issues, and those things. So a lot of the multifamily folks are kind of, I'd say, taking a wait-and-see approach. As those million units come online, what's going to happen to rents? What's going to happen to occupancy rates? You know, how much of that need will be satisfied? And as that begins to shake out, I think you'll see multifamily come back online probably the latter part of this year in those areas that were maybe underbuilt to keep up with some of the population migration we're seeing across the country. So we do think it will come back, but it was definitely going to hit a pause, we think, the first half of this year. Overall construction, we talked about it. You know, construction expenditures will be up this year, 2-3%. It's going to be primarily in areas that you would think of that goes with folks moving from one part of the country to the other. So it's education, public safety. And I do believe you'll see a significant run up in manufacturing facilities in support of these green infrastructure initiatives, such as batteries for electric vehicles, those types of things.
Alan, would you say that Builders Risk Insurance is facing a hard market?
The short answer is yes. I mean, a technical hard market, maybe not, but, you know, there are some areas where we're seeing stabilization around pricing, yet we have not seen anything pull back. You know, and there's also this issue coming out of the property world around secondary perils that many carriers are dealing with. And these really are those things such as hail, wildfire, a convective wind, those types of things that are causing a lot of headaches for primary insurers, because these losses are happening at a much more rapid frequency, but they're not necessarily piercing those reinsurance treaty levels. So a lot of your primary carriers are really grappling with things around how to handle those secondary perils. So I think in certain parts of the country, you're going to see changes in terms and conditions around deductibles, sublimits that, you know, folks in the Midwest primarily have probably not had to deal with in the past, like some of the folks in the Southeast around Atlantic wind and those types of things.
How's this all affecting the builder's risk market?
Well, I mean, it's certainly going to create, you know, a flight to quality, for lack of a way to put it. I mean, the markets are still there. They're going to be certainly more selective on how they allocate that capital. Most operate in a risk-based capital model. And as we, you know, continue to look at this trend around secondary perils, this overarching trend behind that around nat cat, things such as hurricane in the southeast, earthquake out west, you know, I think you'll see sublimits come online. You'll see a lot of the deductible changes. But I do believe those risks that are considered quality risks will rise to the top, and that capacity will be there for them. Those that are a little bit on the fringe of everyday how we like to survive in this business are going to continue to see significant rate, as well as, you know, much more stringent terms and conditions.
Alan, with the construction outlook that you've laid out for us, what's the takeaway for independent agents?
So this is, you know, that's a good, great question. And it's one we talk about a lot around here, and that we basically have the standard answer every time. It's pick a stable partner that understands the market. So as an independent agent, you know, you're out there dealing with contractors. There's a lot of variables in today's world around valuations, inflation, supply chain issues, skilled labor issues that really impact length of project. If you pick a stable partner that specializes in that, such as U.S. Assure or Zurich, I think you end up in a scenario where you have a certain comfort level that the capital and that's allocated that and the promise to pay is going to be there in the long run. And I think that's an important part for agents to really understand, you know, that construction market and some of the unique needs out there for those contractors.
Alan, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Alan Ferguson, president of U.S. Assure. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.